following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Hey there. Hope you had a great weekend. It is Monday, January 17th. I'm Stephen Luke. It's a holiday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we're going to have more in a moment on how San Diego is remembering the great civil rights leader. But let's start with some COVID news, shall we? Nothing says Monday like coronavirus. Let's rip that Band-Aid off after the weekend. Cases continuing to surge across the county, and we are getting a better idea of just where our county is getting hit the hardest. Nearly every local neighborhood, of course, is marked with high transmission. You probably could have guessed that. The only area listed below that, South Camp Pendleton, with a substantial spread. But right now, La Mesa and La Presa have the highest case rates in the county. 226 cases per 100,000 people in La Presa and 209 in La Mesa. That is above the county average last week of 196. Okay, just over 1,200 patients are hospitalized right now with COVID-19 across the county. That is down by 17 since the previous day, but for some perspective, it is up over just a couple of weeks ago when hospitalizations were at about half that at 628. About 191 patients in intensive care right now. They say 160 ICU beds are available, though. Let's talk about schools. Off today for the MLK holiday, but they do resume tomorrow. And SDSU starts back up with its spring semester, but online. Students are going to be doing that remote learning for a couple of weeks until they hopefully get back to the on-campus learning. By the way, booster shots are required for anyone returning to campus. The deadline to get those shots on file is apparently tomorrow. Starting Wednesday, you should be able to order your free federal COVID-19 test kits online. So we'll be talking more about that as over the next couple of days as we get closer to that. Let's move to the other big issue aside from COVID right now in our county, and that is the trash continuing to pile up in the city of Chula Vista as well as parts of San Diego. Obviously, if it doesn't impact you, it doesn't impact you. But if it does, this has been huge for more than a month now as that union sanitation strike continues. The trash company says they're done with the back and forth with the union members, and they've given the union their, quote, last, best, and final offer. We expect the Teamsters to respond to this today. Meantime, Mayor Todd Gloria here in the city of San Diego issuing a statement saying he's going to fine the trash company, seek an injunction requiring them to pick up trash, and look into suspension and termination of the franchise. So the big takeaway here, nothing's finished yet, but it's ramping up in terms of the heat from the political side of things. Speaking of heat, how warm is it going to be today? Here's Sheena with your First Alert forecast.
Good Monday morning. We're going to see a mix of sun and clouds today. For most of the county, we'll be just about partly sunny as we head through the afternoon. We are going to have a slight chance for maybe a couple sprinkles or a passing light shower. The chance is going to be fairly small, but don't be surprised if you do see it. As we head through the afternoon, though, mid-60s for a high at the coast in the inland valleys. If you are going to be at the coast, high risk of rip currents, wave heights 3 to 5 feet with some sets near 6 feet. For the mountains today, we'll be breezy, mostly cloudy, very slight chance of an isolated shower with highs near 50 degrees. Into tonight, we're going to have a better chance for a couple light showers, and that's going to carry over into your Tuesday morning. Stephen?
Sheena, thank you. Because of the MLK holiday today, county offices, family resource centers, library branches, and animal shelters are a few of the things that are going to be closed. And there will be several events in honor of Dr. King. Alliance San Diego hosting its 34th annual All People's Celebration, but the event pivoted to virtual due to rising case numbers. And this is in person, the World Beat Cultural Center hosting its 32nd annual event with music, guest speakers, vendors, and other performers. That is happening from noon until 5 o'clock tonight. And you can visit any U.S. National Park today for free, including Cabrillo National Monument right here in our backyard, as well as Joshua Tree, just a few hours away. Today, one of only 5 free entrance days per year. Let's finish with some Olympics news because we are getting close to the Winter Olympics. Snowboarder Shaun White, one shred away from his 5th Olympic Games. I mean, it's kind of a foregone conclusion at this point because over the weekend, the Carlsbad native finished 3rd in a competition over in Switzerland. It's his first podium finish since coming back from a 3-year break. The win almost guarantees him one of the spots on the U.S. men's halfpipe team, which is going to be named later this week. Of course, the Olympics, you'll see it right here on NBC7. Hope you have a great Monday, a great holiday, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.